From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Dream, America's most popular shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show. This is Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is your affectionate house guest, Monty Woolley, calling you from Villa Valley. Rudy, I have a surprise for you. I'm leaving Hollywood. In fact, I'm packing my bags this very minute.
Mr. Woolley, what prompted this sudden decision?
Rudy, I'm fed up with the Hollywood glamour girls.
You? Fed up with the glamour girls? How can you make such a statement?
Very simple when you're a liar. When I leave this town, Betty Grable will miss me. We used to go bowling together.
Well, what does Grable know about bowling?
Rudy, did you ever see her pins? The last time I was out with Betty, I held her in my arms and kissed her. Once, twice, three times. Just picture it.
Did you really kiss Betty Grable?
No, but just picture it.
Oh, Mr. Willie, you're a dreamer.
And how? Last night I dreamed I was Earl Carroll, surrounded by 300 chorus girls.
300 chorus girls? What did you do?
I awakened, opened the window, and threw out Forever Amber. Now, Rudy, please rush home. Before leaving Villa Valley, there's something I must get. I have a prized possession stored in your vault.
I don't recall your placing anything in my vault. Is it money?
No.
Jewels?
No, it is something far more important than money or jewels.
Mr. Woolley, what is it?
Lauren Bacall's telephone number. Sing at home. Sing, Rudy.
Hold my hand and let me feel you near. Hold my hand to tell me you are here. There's so much your touch reveals so clearly and so sincerely to me, my dear. And until you tell me with your lips, there's a thrill in just your fingertips that my heart alone can understand. Every time you hold my hand.
Rudy, look here. I'm practically packed. Right before your very eyes are all my trunks.
Yep. Oh, hold it, Mr. Woolley. That reminds me. Where are my trunks?
I'm wearing them. I'll return them when I arrive in New York. Rudy, to show my appreciation for your hospitality, please accept this gift.
Gracious to Betsy. Just what I needed. A Mickey Mouse wristwatch.
Read the inscription.
Dear Rudy, if you like this Mickey Mouse watch, keep the payments or else the finance company will set a trap for you. Mr. Woolley, you're so thoughtful, and I haven't forgotten you either. Here's your going-away present, a genuine snakeskin suitcase.
A snakeskin suitcase?
Yes, if you don't find a porter at the railroad station, it wiggles its way to a taxi cab. What train are you taking?
The Chief.
The Chief? Did you have any trouble getting a ticket?
No. I know the squaw that makes the reservation.
Lucky you.
I'll say. I understand Gypsy Rose Lee is leaving on the same train.
Is this trip necessary? Mr. Woolley, I thought you were leaving Hollywood because you were fed up with glamour girls.
Well, truthfully, I yearn to tread the boards once again, to walk in the path of the bar.
Ah, yes, I understand.
Yes. I'm returning to my first love, Broadway and the Legitimate Theater.
Have you selected a leading lady?
Not yet. Have you any ideas on the subject, Rudy?
Well, yes. For a leading lady, give me a girl with the eyes of Jean Tierney, the nose of Hedy Lamarr, and the complexion of Rita Hayworth. How's that?
Not bad. As for my choice, give me the lips of Lauren Bacall.
Yes, yes, go on.
That's all. Just give me the lips of Lauren Bacall.
If I may say so, gentlemen, I think you're both completely wrong.
Now, Truman Bradley, you're a splendid chap, and I love you dearly, but honestly, do you think anyone could be completely wrong about Gene Tierney, Hedy Lamarr, Rita Hayworth, and Lauren Bacall?
Well, no, I suppose not. But my taste runs to a leading lady with hair like Veronica Lake.
Couldst elucidate, Falstaff O'Bradley?
Couldst.
Poets have always sung the story of lustrous hair, love's crowning glory. And that's because of all a woman's charms, the first thing that catches a man's eye is the lustrous sheen of her hair. Hair that sparkles with highlights, gives an aura of glamour to even a plain girl. That's why beauty-wise girls everywhere use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. You see, dull, lifeless hair could be caused just by the shampoo you use. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Now, Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It brings out all the shining beauty. And Dreen removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. Now that this new Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, too, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. Well, naturally, the leading lady in any man's life wants to look her loveliest always. So here's a beauty hint worth remembering.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Rudy, the theater is in my blood. Who knows? I may even do a bit of Shakespeare. Or perhaps the revival of Bloomer Girl.
But, Mr. Willie, Bloomer Girl is running on Broadway right now.
Oh, so I pulled a Bloomer.
I suppose every manager on Broadway is fighting over your services.
Oh, no, it wasn't always that way. I'll never forget the time I played a theater in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was paid off in cigarettes. They promised if I made good, they'd give me cork tips.
Well, what happened?
I did so well that they held me over with 3 pipe cleaners and a tobacco pouch. Rudy, you should have seen my leading lady. She was from the deep south. Oh, you should see her inhale my cigarette.
Oh, I see. So free and easy on the drawl.
Hello, you all. Were you paging me?
Irene Ryan, we were not discussing you.
Oh, gee. You men are all alike. Someday I hope I find the right man.
Madam, the only way you will ever get a man is to stand outside of Boys Town and wait for one to grow up.
That's so. Well, I'll have you know that I was out with 15 sailors today.
15? Where'd you find all those sailors?
At the naval base. El Centro and Sunset Boulevard.
El Centro and Sunset? Well, that's the Palladium Dance Hall.
Well, isn't that a naval base? And what's more, I met a fella there that went through the Battle of Tarawa, Battle of Iwo Jima, and the Battle of Manila.
Iwo. Was he a sailor or a marine?
Neither. He's an usher in a newsreel theater. But I'm not interested in him. I prefer you, Mr. Woolley. May I be your leading lady in your Broadway show?
State your qualifications, dear.
Well, I'm young, in the neighborhood of 28.
That neighborhood is run down.
Well, I can prove I'm 28. I'll take you down to City Hall and let you look under birth.
Oh, no. I got into trouble on the Santa Fe. For looking under birth.
Well, I'm a good actress. I was in a couple of Broadway shows, too. I played the ingenue in For This We Are Grateful.
I didn't see it. For that, I am grateful.
Well, did you see me in The Voice of the Turtle?
What part did you play?
I understudied the turtle. I was fired when the turtle got his voice back.
I can understand that.
Rosie, don't you think that Mr. Woolley is being unfair to me? Now, don't you? You heard me sing last week. Don't you think my voice compares with a California spring morning?
Yes, it's a little drip that everybody ignores.
Well, it won't be ignored much longer. I'm going to sing right now and prove something to everybody. Even you, Mr. Woolley. The proof is in the eating.
Now, please, you give me indigestion.
Perhaps she has improved, Mr. Woolley. Let Irene have her fling.
Oh, very well, but if she flings flat, I shall be forced to stop her. Now go ahead and fling.
I'm confessing.
Stop!
Mr. Woolley, did I sound flat?
And how? You were so flat, you should have your mouth measured for arches.
Well, give her a sporting chant.
All right, all right. Sing another note, Irene.
That I love you.
Stop!
Please, Mr. Woolley, my voice is like a thrush, a canary, and a nightingale all rolled into one.
Well, unroll it and it sounds like a hoot owl.
Tell me that you love me too. I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Don't you think my voice is a chip off the old block?
Yes, yes, but the old block got chipped by a buzzsaw.
In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny their truth. Will you?
Oh, stop.
Mr. Woolley, please. I'm only singing to kill time.
Well, you certainly have a powerful weapon.
I'm afraid someday you'll leave me. Saying, can't we still be friends?
Madam, your voice reminds me of a new motion picture.
A song to remember?
No. Murder, my sweet.
Am I guessing that you love me? Oh, did you hear that, Mr. Woolley? Did you hear it? I hit a high C, a high C. What was that?
A battleship on the high sea just fired back at you.
I'm confessing that I love you over again. Mr. Woolley, I've studied voice with the best teachers in the country. My teachers say my voice is well put together.
Well, madam, one of the pieces in the jigsaw puzzle is missing.
Well, do you like Rudy's voice?
What voice? Oh, yes, Rudy. Now that I'm leaving Villa Valley, won't you sing my favorite song, Iowa?
I'm only too happy to oblige, and I'm sure it'll also delight Meredith Wilson. Major Wilson.
Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it as we say it back home. It's the robin in the willows. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it as we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long, long ago. Iowa, what a beautiful name when you say it as we say it back home.
I think there's someone at the door. I wonder who it can be.
Well, it must be the man from the transfer company to pick up my trunk.
I'll answer the door, Rudy.
Tell him I don't want any.
You got him. Come on, gang. Jumbo, you're first.
Hey. Hey, you get that elephant out of this house.
Why, Jumbo's just looking for a couple of peanuts.
Oh, it's Ralph Edwards, the Truth of Consequences man.
Well, hello, Rudy, my little green boy. How does you do?
How does? Oh, I love that.
The grapevine reports that Wooly's checking out, so I'm checking in.
Checking in? With all your props?
Well, I only brought an elephant, a few chickens, my water tank, a gross of seltzer bottles, and a pig.
A pig in my house?
My swine is your swine.
Well, where's my room? How much is the rent? And here's my IOU.
Weren't you living in a bungalow called Lookout by the Sea?
Now, the landlord changed the name to Clear Out by the First. I had a great deal of difficulty finding a hotel room. At the Ambassador, they showed me a room with a northeast, southwest exposure.
And why didn't you take it?
Who wants to sleep in a revolving door?
Oh, Mr. Edwards, you're so much cuter than Mr. Wooly. If you stay here, we'll be getting married.
Girlie, I want caviar, not K-rations.
Oh, gee, I'm just a hard luck girl. I guess I'll never get married.
Now, Irene, marriage is a very serious affair. Do you know what marriage is?
What is it, Mr. Wooly?
Marriage is truth and consequences.
Well, where are my assistants?
Okay, boys, here we go.
All right, take my props and trunks up to my bedroom.
Sure, come on, give me a minute.
Oh, what interruptions, what interruptions. Doors opening and closing. It sounds like the Jack Benny program.
Rudy, this will never sound like the Jack Benny program. Thank you.
Mr. Edwards, I haven't vacated my bedrooms yet, and your men are pushing me around.
Oh, I see you have a problem, and your problem is to make up your own consequence using these props. Now, here's your hat and coat. Go to the door, call a cab, and get out of town.
Ridiculous. I never heard of such a thing. I refuse to do it.
Oh, you don't like that consequence. Well, I'll give you an easier one. You'll receive a nice, juicy strawberry shortcake right kerplunk in your face. Rudy, where's your Spanish cook?
I threw that door into the kitchen.
Come on away. Aren't we devils? Are you the Spanish cook?
What else?
What's your name?
Conchita Chiquita Papita Lolita Carmen Shapiro.
Look, Conchita, do you have a gooey strawberry shortcake on hand?
No, but I'll bake one for you. Right now I'm busy. I'm making sandwiches for Mr. Wooly to take on the train. What sandwiches? They're part caviar, part turkey, and part bologna.
What part is bologna?
The part about a turkey and the caviar.
Conchita, please get started on the shortcake and bring it to me when it's ready.
Oh, Ralph, you've upset Mr. Wooly. He's retired to his room.
His room? It's my room.
Now, Ralph, I don't intend renting that room to anyone.
Rudy, you've created a consequence. I'll leave Villa Valley provided you answer these questions correctly. Now, listen very carefully. You ready?
Yes.
Who wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band by Irving Berlin when Hart, Shafter, and Marx were measuring him for a suit?
Charlie McCarthy?
What makes you say Charlie McCarthy?
You ask a dumb question, I'll give you a dummy answer.
Rudy, I'll give you another chance. Sing four bars of any song.
My wild Irish room.
Stop! Stop singing, please. I read about you in a book, a bestseller.
What book?
A Bell for Adenoids. Your voice is sharp, so you must pay a sharp consequence. Monty Wooly boasts of an intimate acquaintanceship with Dorothy L'Amour. Now, personally, I believe he's a fabricator. Now, Rudy, you're going to put on a dress and look like a glamour girl.
Oh, but Ralph, please.
No, come on now. Get into this dress and wig and start impersonating Dorothy L'Amour.
All right, quickly, Truman, you'll have to help me. There's not a minute to lose.
I know it, Rudy. That's what smart girls always say.
What are you talking about? Pull this wig down and back.
Okay. I'm talking about what smart girls say as soon as they hear why Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action makes hair look so much more glamorous, so much lovelier. You see, Dreen never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do. And you know, girls, most shampoos are really nothing but liquid soap. Dreen is different. It brings out all the natural luster, all the lovely gleam. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And now that the new improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. So, girls, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action.
No other shampoo, Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
That's right. No other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Edwards.
Yes.
Have you seen Rudy? I'm about to leave, and I must bid him goodbye.
Oh, he'll be back in a minute. Oh, yes, Mr. Woolley, I have a surprise for you. I want you to meet one of Hollywood's most devastating glamour girls, Dorothy L'Amour.
No.
Let's see if Dorothy's off there. I think she is. Dorothy! Dorothy! Come out, Dorothy! Oh, here is...
Come in. What a handsome man. May I call you Monty? I don't know. You won't have to call you Mr. Woolley.
Oh, Dorothy, you're beautiful. May I put my arm around you?
Now, Monty.
My darling, you're a picture out of Life magazine.
Oh, Monty, I'm an innocent girl. Please don't take any liberties. Don't you think I have lovely hands?
Yes, my dear. They're like clusters of unsliced salami.
Oh, Monty, you're so unsentimental.
Oh, I'll bet you often dream of kissing a man like me.
I often dream of falling off buildings and lots of other dreadful things like that.
Kissing. Kissing is my meat.
It's my bread and butter.
Good, let's make a sandwich.
Hey, what's going on here? Mr. Woolley, oh, how can you do this to me?
Dorothy, you remind me of rare wine.
Oh!
Your skin is like sparkling burgundy.
Oh!
Your eyes like muscatel.
Yes, go on.
And your lips like deep red salad. I repeat, you're as pretty as a picture.
Yes, Hangover Square.
Monty, lover, I can't resist you any longer. If I give you a kiss, it will take you back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Oh, Mama, I want my teddy bear.
Oh, my cherished one. I'll be so lonesome when you leave Hollywood.
And come to New York with me. Fly away from here. Come.
Yes.
Fly.
Yes.
Fly.
Yes.
Fly.
Yes.
Gee, what flies? Has anybody got a can of flips?
Darling, I'll say goodbye to Rudy Vallée and we'll leave. We'll always be together, not for years, not for life, but forever.
You don't want a girl. You want an automatic pencil.
Say, Honorchild, that's my polka dot dress.
Conchita, that dress belongs to Miss L'Amour. What makes you think it's yours?
When I bought it, I counted the dots. It's got 52 polka dots and that's dots. Say, if you need a dress, I'll sell you a beautiful tea gown.
A tea gown? What's it made of?
400 used tea bags and a slice of lemon. Look, oh my goodness, look what's happening. Why, Rudy, my polka dot dress is ripping.
Ripping? Where?
Where it should be, fencing you in.
L'Amour, your wig is slipping. Oh, it's Rudy Vallée.
Aha, you failed your consequence. Rudy, I get the room.
Oh, no, you don't, Ralph Edwards. I rent the room to a worthy colleague, a man about town, a bon vivant, and a great actor. Adolphe Marjou? The fashion plate, the style creator. He has 500 suits, and 100 of them are just for the moors. Rudy, he'll teach you the art of proper dress.
There's nothing wrong with my clothes. My suits are made of 200%
wool. 200%
wool?
You mean 100% wool.
No. The sheep they came from led a double life. I won't permit Marjou to set foot in this house. The man's a phony promoter. I'll never forget him in that Henny picture, One in a Million. He stranded a troupe of actors in a hotel.
Well, he's not responsible for standing or stranding the roles he plays in a picture.
Don't tell me about that phony Marjou. We just finished a picture together at RKO. Why, he tried to sell me an olive grove in Capistrano for $50,000.
How did you find the olives in Capistrano?
After the swallow in a martini glass. Mr. Woolley, I won't have him.
Too late, Rudy. The room is rented.
What?
On the Berlin plan.
The Berlin plan?
Yes, it's practically occupied.
Wait a minute. As a parting gesture to my old friend and professor from Yale days, Mr. Woolley, I'm going to ask all the cast to join me in Bulldog and Bingo by Cole Porter, 1913.
Bulldog, bulldog, bow, 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 desire. Bulldog, bulldog, bow, 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 our team can never fail. When the sons of Eli break through the line, that is the sign we hail. Bulldog, bulldog, bow, bow, bow. Bingo, bingo, that's the lingo. Eli is bound to win. There's to be a victory, so watch the team begin. Bingo, bingo, our world team cannot remain.
Sing a good night song again. It's time to say another so long again. To you, these precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at this same time from Hollywood with Adolphe Monjou, Irene Ryan, and the Barry Sisters. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Jack Rubin and Lee Sands, and the music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember...
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.